Well,
hello.
Afternoon, my name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm National Anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
You know what? I'm really busy right now.
I understand, ma'am. It's not going to take long. And actually, your opinion is essential to the success of this research. Can you give me a couple of minutes? Do you mind, please? Will that be okay?
Make it quickly, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. You have to make sure that we have everyone in age-wise. You mind telling me how old you are?
I really don't like to give out my information.
Not a problem. I can even plan. That's okay. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Can you tell me that?
Hispanic.
Why African-American? I'm sorry?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Give me your city number between 0 and 10.
I'm extremely 10. I'm definitely voting.
Thank you, man. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
As strong or not strong?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me specifically why you say that you're satisfied? Is there something that makes you say that? Just one thing. I just got to write it down.
Anything. I guess the economy.
Okay. The economy is it's growing. It's better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Growing. Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? And I'm going to read you a list. Healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues. Yes, I just need two.
The economy,
okay.
And the discrimination. And,
okay,
you
thank
know.
You. Okay. The economy, you said. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse about race relations?
Getting worse.
Oh, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't know. I mean, it's Certainly not at all.
Okay.
I mean, and it's not very often, so it would be the middle one.
Okay, not at all, not often. Often or very often? Okay, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and we say 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. We move on to the next one. Donald Trump.
What's the worst you can give somebody?
0.
0.
Thank you. Cornel West.
0.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
0.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter. Or BLM.
100.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I have no opinion on that. I've never heard of them.
No problem. 101. That's the number that I have to give on that. Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. 100.
Thank you. Thank you. The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
0.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, yeah.
0.
Thank you. Moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, Donald Trump? I know the answer, but I got it here. I have to read it to you.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Number one, America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Strongly, do you agree or do you disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you.
I think we should help
Thank
you,
you
know?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Reverse discrimination. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Disagree, please.
I'm sorry?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Listen, I might be strongly. I might be Hispanic, but I'm blonde and blue-eyed. I don't look
Hispanic. Oh, okay, so you don't. I understand. Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Do you agree or disagree?
No, the government should. Yes, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
You agree? Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
strongly support.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one do you agree with more? Statement B. Some people say American strength is in it is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's statement B. Statement A says, other people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders, you know, Benjamin Franklin, the founders, and his people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which statement do you think do you agree with more? Statement B or statement A?
A.
A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The first one, yes.
Oh, and that's B. The first one is B.
The second one is...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you agree much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 where 10 means that you strongly agree. This is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agreed, and 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the right to bear arms. Do you agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or you strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or any number between 0 and 10?
All right. Do I disagree? Yes. And do I...
So you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined, correct?
The right to bear. Absolutely.
Okay, so no. 0 to 10, which number would you give me? 0 means, you know, that you do not agree at all. 1 is, you know, and so on. 5 is somewhat.
No, 0, I don't agree at all. So
thank
zero.
You. Thank you, ma'am. Police that treat everyone the same. Do you believe... Do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all, or do you strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined? Or somewhat agree it's being threatened or undermined? That's number 5.
You mean that the police are treating everyone equally?
Everyone the same. Yes, ma'am.
I don't think they are at all. I mean, you know. So,
okay. So 10, 5 is somewhat agree that it's being threatened or undermined, and 10 strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined. Zero means... You do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined?
No, I don't think so at all. So I would guess 0 then, right?
Police that treat everyone the same. Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals. You believe that that's being undermined or threatened or no?
Absolutely not. 0, please.
Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Do you believe that's being undermined or no? Or threatened?
Oh, that's being undermined. That's being threatened. That's a 10.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government. Do you believe that's being undermined or no?
Yes, I believe it's undermined. 10.
Thank you. Immigration to this country. Do you believe that's being undermined or no?
Aggression to this country?
Immigration. People coming
here. It is being undermined. I give it a 10 on that, too. It is being undermined.
0 to 10, which number would you give me?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you.
Being undermined. Bad.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all. Is that being undermined or no?
No. Being undermined, that's a 10, too.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each excuse and Estelle from Georgia, Ten where 10 minutes that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 minutes that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 minutes that you do not agree with the statement at all. Can you send a number between 0 and 10? America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10, do you agree or do you disagree?
I agree.
What number?
10 being that I agree the most.
Yes, ma'am. I strongly agree. Okay.
I strongly agree, 10. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I agree very strongly.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I already asked.
Thank you. Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit. This is the last question for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed in school?
One year college.
Some college. Okay, thank you. Mm. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
I'm sorry?
Married.
Married, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or young living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate. I'm a moderate.
Thank you.
I don't consider myself too liberal, so.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
I really don't.
Okay.
No, never.
So never or hardly ever?
Hardly ever.
Thank you.
I can't even remember the last time I went.
Me too, I don't remember. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. You live in the city, huh?
Very.
Do you identify as a member?
No, but it's not the city. Suburban, we're very diverse here. So
urban is the city. Suburban is like...
Suburban.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, but I support them totally.
Okay, thank you. We're done. Thank you so much. You have been really great. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Please.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.